From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Monday, July 24th. Coming up, we'll learn more about the drought conditions in the Midwest and how helpful recent rainstorms have been for crops. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Station Theater in Urbana is preparing for the opening of its next musical, Ride the Cyclone. Illinois Newsroom's Owen Henderson has more.
After a roller coaster accident kills five students, a fortune-telling machine offers to bring one of them back to life, but the teens must compete for that spot. Director Nathan Bohannon says that while some of the themes could make audience members uncomfortable, he wants them to be open to the questions the show poses about what makes life worthwhile.
But a lot of people can be so like hyper fixated on the things that either make them uncomfortable or feel taboo that they leave and they feel that opposed to what was actually supposed to be said in it.
In addition to community members and University of Illinois students, the cast features Illinois Newsroom Morning Edition host Kimberly Schofield. I'm Owen Henderson.
Illinois leaders hope a Joliet electric vehicle plant will help draw more EV makers here. Lion Electric has been building medium to heavy-duty vehicles like buses and delivery trucks since last year, but they celebrated with a ribbon-cutting ceremony on Friday, coinciding with Governor J.B. Pritzker's return from the U.K. He was overseas marketing Illinois as a destination for clean energy jobs, which he says Lion is providing.
The number of jobs that are being created by Lion Electric has nearly doubled just since the announcement of its investment 2 years ago. And this is now the first new dedicated vehicle assembly plant to be built in the metropolitan Chicago area in over 50 years.
Lion already has hundreds of electric school buses running in North America, with more than 1,000 more on order. They'll eventually be able to produce 20,000 trucks and buses a year in Joliet. Illinois U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth says she will oppose cuts to any of the specialized positions at the 182nd Airlift Wing in Peoria. The Air Force announced plans to decommission two units in Peoria over the next 2 years.
I would never support the loss of those slots in Illinois. But I'm happy to take a look at what do we need to do to keep the unit's mission. But if we need to adjust it, then let's adjust it. But let's not lose these highly trained individuals who help to keep our nation safe every single day.
The Democrat Duckworth says she's negotiating with the Defense Department to possibly give the 200-plus airmen and women another mission if the units can't be saved. The Air Force says staffing needs have reduced for special warfare operations because of technology advances. Still to come, we'll learn more about the drought conditions in the Midwest and how helpful recent rainstorms have been for crops. That story coming up next on 217 Today.
The Doctor is back in the office as Martin Clunes returns to the title role of Doc Martin for season 9 of the hit series. New complaints around his approach to patient care threaten Martin's career as his wife navigates a new job in child counseling. The show's eclectic cast returns for more melodrama and hilarious hijinks in the small British village of Port Wayne. As a friend of WILL, you can binge season 8 and season 9 right now with Passport. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. June was among the driest on record for much of the Midwest. Dryness has spread throughout Illinois and Missouri and deepened a years-long drought in parts of Kansas and Nebraska. But so far, July has brought some much-needed rain to parts of the region. Harvest Public Media's Elizabeth Rembert reports on whether it will be enough for thirsty crops.
Ryan Crank is walking into one of his cornfields in southeast Nebraska. He's visiting the fields today, but a couple of weeks ago, he didn't want to even look at the crop.
All I really want to do is just, like, go home and, you know, don't look at it. Because it was sickening. It was just absolutely sickening.
Deep dryness had scorched his corn. The plants had a grayish hue instead of the usual vibrant green and were just calf or even ankle high when they should have been above his head.
It looked like death. And I said, you know, I don't think it's going to see tomorrow. and it's still somehow here several tomorrows later.
Early July rains provided a lifeline to crops in the Midwest and Great Plains. Now, Crank's corn is taller and greener.
I mean, the turnaround was magical. It is magical. But we need more rain, that's for sure.
It'll take consistent precipitation to nourish crops and improve the drought, which has been baking soil and plants for years in portions of the Midwest and Great Plains. The region went into the summer with a lack of soil moisture that many have said is the worst they'd ever seen. Then Mother Nature dealt an incredibly dry May and June, which is when many states can get up to 60% of their annual precipitation.
When you miss precipitation during those 2 months, you know there's going to be trouble.
That's Doug Kluck. He's a climatologist with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. At this point, parts of the Midwest and Great Plains are dealing with a drought that's similar to a chronic cold. Dryness has been lurking for years and nagging at farmers as they've raised their crops and livestock. Just like when you're fighting off a cold, if you go too long without rest, or rain in this metaphor, you flip into full bedriddenness, or drought. And now it will take a lot of rain to ease symptoms.
Yes, we're having some rains, but gosh, give it a week, and what we see today is pretty much going to be gone. But a lot of it's going to get used up by the plants and everything growing right now.
In central Illinois, John Ackerman is thankful for the recent rains. As the drought spread east from Kansas and Nebraska, it got so dry he was worried about being able to plant his pumpkins.
We went 50 days without virtually a measurable rain. We looked at the forecast every single day.
Ackerman ended up planting the seeds much deeper into the soil to help them find the moisture. That makes it harder for the plant to grow up through the dirt, but luckily the recent rains have helped the plants poke above the ground and helped Ackerman's stress levels.
My wife says I'm slightly less grumpy than I've been over the last month, so that's a win.
It's a win for the crops, too, but Ackerman, who also grows corn and soybeans, says he's still anticipating his corn harvest could be around 30% lower than what he'd like. Lasting dry conditions may hurt harvests across much of the Corn Belt, says Krista Swanson, an ag economist with the National Corn Growers Association.
Our top four corn-producing states are Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, and Minnesota, and virtually all are in drought conditions at some rating.
The corn needs steady rains, especially as the crop enters its pollination phase. And come August, it'll be important for soybeans to have moisture. Luckily, there's good reason to be optimistic. Right now, the National Weather Service is predicting more rain for parts of the region. They're also calling for a climate pattern called El Niño, which raises the likelihood of cooler, wetter weather occurring in the middle of the country during late summer to early fall. Doug Kluck says there's potential it could eventually make a dent in the dry conditions.
If El Niño kind of gets its act together and we start being influenced by it, we are more likely to see sort of wet conditions across the central U.S., maybe even the north central U.S., and then cooler conditions as well.
So in parts of the Midwest and Great Plains, at least, an easing of the years-long drought could be in sight. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Elizabeth Rembert.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. And finally, in your forecast, Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny with a high of 90 degrees. Temperatures are expected to approach 100 degrees this week. To learn more about cooling centers in Champaign, please visit illinoisnewsroom.org. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Owen Henderson, Alex Degman, Eric Stock, and Elizabeth Rembert. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.